Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSign.com for Thursday, November 18. For all of our podcast articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, Ford, GM, and American Independence. Plus, today's weakness over in the financial sector. All that just ahead. As we round up this trading session, some rather interesting trends are emerging, and as is often the case, we see price action precede the analyst explanations. And that looks pretty much like what's happening today. In looking at the market, there is one group that is higher, and that's big tech. No surprise here. Isn't that our default position after all? Big tech always higher, and that's leading the NASDAQ to a new record level today. But there is one group that is conspicuously lower, and at least up to now, no one seems to notice. The entire financial sector, from the big four banks, JP Morgan, Citi, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, all of them lower. But so too are all the financial companies, names like Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal. Now, there are several reasons that might account for this. Higher interest rates, for one, but everyone thinks the Fed won't move interest rates for almost a year now. Or perhaps it could be another economic lockdown. After all, Austria is headed in that direction beginning today. Or it could be that the consumer is just out of cash. Higher living costs mean lower holiday sales and a general malaise in consumer spending. And I'm inclined to look at this latter explanation. But only time will tell what the market really sees right now. But those big financial stocks are a real drag on today's market. Now stay tuned now for today's market comment, Ford, GM, and American Independence. Well, America seems always destined to fight for our independence. There was that little matter with the British a couple of hundred years ago, two world wars and numerous regional conflicts whose aim, at least outwardly, was to keep this country free and independent. Today, the field of conflict has turned to trade. Yet still, there are those who would try once again to subject this country to mere chattel, subject to their dictates. Look offshore of Southern California and you'll quickly see how dependent we are on Asian products. Those ships contain the finished products that our nation no longer makes. Products like semiconductors. Semiconductors, those ubiquitous little gadgets that now help operate nearly every piece of modern equipment, like automobiles. And here's where I have some very good news. A ray of hope at a time that our world really needs some reassurance. Both Ford and General Motors have recently announced that they will begin to produce their own semiconductors. It was, after all, those same semiconductors which had halted Ford and GM production, as dozens of these little pieces of silicon are needed to build each and every car. Without them, their assembly lines simply ground to a halt. Now, I'm sure that both Ford and General Motors feel a little out of their comfort zone. High-tech silicon wafers, after all, are not exactly their area of expertise. And yet, that's just what's needed right now, and in a spirit that we haven't seen in a while in America, that can-do American spirit, both companies are going to forge ahead and produce made-in-America semiconductors. Frankly, I feel better about this, not just because it overcomes today's major logistics problems, but because I'm more confident with the ultimate quality of product that will come out of these American factories. You see, America lost the trade war not because we produced inferior products. Quite the contrary, American products are inevitably of a higher quality than the rest of the world. But they're also usually more expensive. The American production systems generally utilize safe, environmentally clean, and worker-friendly facilities, which are inevitably more expensive to run than our foreign competitors. This is especially true of Chinese production, which is renowned for having the most polluting factories in the world and many times manned by what we would consider near slave labor. So you see, we lost the trade war with China not because of inferior quality, but because of predatory pricing. China, with its substandard working conditions and environmental pollution, was able to outbid American manufacturing. They competed on price alone and won. That, combined with multinational firms like Apple and Nike, who were more than willing to take China's cheap prices, drove American production offshore. Now, it's been a long and bitter story here in this country of lost jobs and empty factories. But perhaps Ford and General Motors have shown us the way back, and America can once again gain that can-do spirit.